And let's hear now about more leaks about government surveillance from Edward Snowden and more signs that Congress wants to limit that kind of surveillance. The latest round of leaks showed up in the Guardian newspaper in an article detailing the power of a program that searches the internet for everything from email traffic to web surfing. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the government continues to insist these efforts are legal and that it respects civil liberties.
The latest Snowden leaks focus on a program called XKeyscore, a tool that the National Security Agency admits it uses as part of what it calls lawful foreign signal intelligence collection. The Guardian article says that XKeyscore can access and search the content of emails and internet surfing activity. The NSA insists the program is subject to strict oversight and is limited to trained analysts who show a legitimate need for the information. Congress is still digesting earlier Snowden leaks that disclosed other NSA capabilities. Senate Judiciary Chair Patrick Leahy started off a committee hearing Wednesday by questioning the legality of one effort, a massive database of telephone calling records.
The government is already collecting data on millions of innocent Americans on a daily basis, based on a secret legal interpretation of a statute that does not, in its face, appear to authorize this kind of bulk collection.
Government witnesses strenuously defended that program. They came armed with newly declassified documents. Some showed that Congress has been notified about how these programs work. Others demonstrate the legal gauntlet that analysts must run through before they can search through those phone numbers. Those witnesses said they are open to modifications of the program, but only very limited ones. FBI Deputy Director Sean Joyce pointed out his agency was criticized after 9/11 for not connecting the dots that could have predicted the attacks.
You mentioned about the dots. We must have the dots to connect the dots.
The NSA collects a lot of dots, but insists most sit unused. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a defender of these efforts, says NSA documents show that of the millions of phone records, the data was only searched 300 times last year.
In 2012, based on those fewer than 300 selectors, that's queries, which actually were 288 for Americans, we provided a total of 12 reports to the FBI.
Some members of Congress say that number masks the true extent of potential privacy invasions. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois pointed out each government query of the database can make three hops, from the suspect to all of his contacts to all of his contacts' contacts and so on.
If I had an average of 40 contacts, that would mean that for my name, my query, you would accumulate 2 million phone records. 2 million. For that one inquiry.
Senators broached a couple of possible reforms that might ease civil liberties concerns. How about throwing the data out sooner, in 2 years, rather than the current five? The government witnesses said that might limit the usefulness of the database. Senator Durbin floated another idea before NSA Deputy Director John Inglis.
If we required the phone companies to retain the records for 5 years, it would not be in the grasp of the government, but accessed by the government.
I agree,
which
sir.
Serves the same purpose, doesn't
it? I agree,
it
but under the current legal framing, the phone companies are not required to retain that for the benefit of the government.
How hard would that be?
I think it would require a legal change. I don't think that's hard.
But the NSA says it has asked the phone companies to do this in the past, and they have resisted. And one telecom executive told NPR the idea would create more legal problems than it would solve. And he said his company has no interest in maintaining a repository for government searches. And with continuing revelations about how surveillance programs work, Congress may have to come up with more than just one fix. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And an update. We have just learned that Edward Snowden has left the airport in Moscow today. He is now officially on Russian soil. And we'll bring you more details as we learn them throughout the day from NPR News.